Bob, did the trophy fall in the water with you, or did the thief take it? Bob looked nervous. PC Blake asked me that question. I don't remember. Perhaps it fell on the grass. He looked upset. Why did they push you? Did they want to steal the trophy? The trophy has disappeared. Can you think of any other reason? The person who sells that trophy can get a lot of money. Athelstan spoke for the first time. Why did you tell people that someone stole the trophy today? Why didn't you say anything yesterday? For an instant, Bob's face changed, but Athelfled could not see his expression. I was celebrating a bit too much, young Stanley. You're too young to understand that, fortunately. And having said that, he stood up and walked away. Stan, that's two people you've offended today. You're getting rude. But did you see that? Something's going on here. Athelstan was excited. And besides, someone should tell him that my name is not Stanley. Let's have a Coke here. We need to think about this because this is weird. It was a beautiful day. They were sitting in the terrace in front of the pub and they could see all along the river, to the marsh and out to sea. They could also see Scrooge's boat. Athelfled saw Gary come out, take a bike and cycle slowly into town. It was just before summer and in a few weeks the classes were going to finish. Soon they will take their bikes and ride along the water out to the beach. Athelfled didn't study anymore. She left school as soon as possible, and now she had to wait for her friends to finish. She was never happy at school, apart from music, PE and art. It wasn't just the dyslexia. The classes were boring, and almost all the teachers thought she was stupid. Athelfled didn't care. She didn't try to change their opinion.